KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. With 25 years experience, let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Doug Towne has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
In high school sports last night, the Clarinda Cross Country Invitational saw Griswold win the girls' team title. As the Tigers had 85 points for first place, Harlan with 90 points was second, Gretna, Nebraska had 93 for third, Atlantic was fourth with 124 points, followed by Shenandoah with a 143 total. Red Oak, Clarinda, Maryville, Missouri, Southwest Valley, and Nebraska City round out the top 10. Girls' top five individuals include Rebecca Topham of Griswold. She was the champion, followed by Bailey Cool of Harlan, Emma Evans of Winnetonka, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic was fourth, and Sarah Cabine of Clarinda was fifth. On the boys' side, Harlan won the team title with 42 points. Shenandoah was 66, the runner-up. Gretna, Nebraska with 88 points was third. Red Oak fourth with a 108 total. Atlantic placed fifth with a 179 total. Nebraska City, Nebraska, Tarkio, Missouri, Rockport, Missouri, Griswold, and Southwest Valley round out the top 10. Individually, Chris Brace of Harlan was the champion with Josh Sundberg second. He's from Red Oak. Austin Henry of Gretna is third. Bradley Young of Shenandoah places fourth, and Philip Soranko of Harlan placing fifth in that meet last night. In high school girls volleyball play last night in Hawkeye 10 conference action, it was Creston defeating Atlantic by a score of 3-1. Also, it was Harlan downing Shenandoah 3 in a row. Kemper Catholic took 3 straight from Denison. Lewis Central over St. Albert 3-1. Red Oak defeated Glenwood 3-1. In Western Iowa conference play, it was Abraham Lincoln over Tri-Center 2-0. Logan Magnolia beat Heartland Christian 2-1. Loma also beat West Harrison 2-0. Missouri Valley downed IKM Manning 3-2. Tri-Center beat Thomas Jefferson 2-0. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Adair Casey over Charter Oak Ute 3-0. Boyer Valley beat Cam 3-0. Woodbine a 3-2 winner over Exira EHK. Also around the region, Bedford beat Nottoway Valley 3-0. Boone swept 3 from Carroll. Coon Rapids Bayard topped Arweva 3-2. Abraham Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson 2-0. East Mills took 3 out of 5 from Nishnabotna. East Union beat Lennox 3-1. Guthrie Center topping Ogden 3-0. Iowa Christian Academy beat Orient Maxburg 3-1. Sydney over Essex in 3 straight. Southwest Valley swept 3 from Mount Air. Stanton beat Fremont Mills 3-1. Well, the Board of Directors of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union have selected Iowa Public Television as the TV provider for its state tournament events. The 3-year agreement will begin with the 2014 Girls State Basketball Tournament Championship Games. IPTV will also televise the state finals in soccer, softball, and volleyball. There are also plans to broadcast seasonal specials that will recap the swimming and diving, cross-country, and bowling state tournaments in the winter, and the track and field, tennis, and golf state championships in the spring. Well, to football now, where Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says the Iowa-Iowa State game is the focus of most college football fans in the state this week. The Hawkeyes visit the Cyclones Saturday in the 61st meeting in that series. The last two games in the series have been decided by just 3 points.
It'll be a tough ball game, like always. You know, anytime I think we get together, it's usually a pretty good game, and, expect them to be ready to go. And they're aggressive ball club.
Iowa State has won the last two games, but Ferentz says that would provide some added motivation.
To us, this is the 2013 season, and we're 1-1 right now, and you know, we want to win every week, I mean, pretty simply. So, and I'm sure they feel the same way because, you know, they've got 11 opportunities left. We got 10, and they're awfully important. Every game's awfully important.
Well, Ferentz says to have a chance, the Hawkeyes have to cut down on the penalties. They had 10 against Missouri State. He says he's been impressed with the play of sophomore quarterback Jake Rudock through two games.
His attitude's been great. He seems to be very aware. And this is the first time he'll be on the road, first time our team's been on the road, so it's going to be a new experience, and this is not an easy environment by any means to walk into. So it'll be another degree of difficulty from the challenge standpoint. But, you know, really, really pleased with a lot of things Jake's doing so far.
Farron says the later 5 o'clock kickoff is something the players and the coaches will need to get used to.
The big cautionary thing is you just can't play the game on Saturday during the day, you know, and I think that's really important for the players and coaches, you know, just not to burn. You can't burn it up during the day. You got to try to stick to your routine, whatever that routine may be, and, you know, just compartmentalize your time and, you know, just make sure, again, you're not expending energy or playing the game during the day, because it's not good.
We'll have that game for you again. 5 o'clock is kickoff time from Ames. We're on the air 3 o'clock with the pregame show Saturday. Oklahoma State boosters and assistant coaches reportedly handed out tens of thousands of dollars to players for at least a decade as the program grew into a national power. That's according to Sports Illustrated, which quotes several former players by name and says some of them received $2,000 to $10,000 annually, with a few stars receiving $25,000 or more. 8 players told SI they received cash, while 29 others were named by teammates as taking money. Oklahoma State said it has notified the NCAA about the report and launched its own investigation. Ohio State coach Urban Meyer says he's fairly optimistic that injured quarterback Braxton Miller will be able to play when the 4th-ranked Buckeyes play at California Saturday. Speaking on the Big Ten coaches teleconference, Meyer said that Miller has shown signs that he may be healthy enough to see action after spraining a ligament in his left knee in last weekend's win over San Diego State. Miller received treatment on the knee Sunday and Monday, then threw a few passes prior to participating in a limited capacity in yesterday's workout. Well, the hits keep on coming for Ndamukong Suh, while the fines from the NFL continue to increase. The Detroit Lions defensive lineman has been fined $100,000 by the league for his illegal low block in the season-opening victory over Minnesota last weekend. Suh hit Vikings center John Sullivan during an interception return, drawing a penalty that negated a touchdown by Detroit linebacker DeAndre Levy. Suh said he wasn't going after Sullivan's knees, adding that the two discussed the play at halftime. The NFL fined Suh $30,000 last year for unnecessary roughness when he kicked Houston quarterback Matt Schaub in the groin area. He was suspended 2 games in 2011 after stomping on Green Bay's Evan Dietrich Smith. A running back, Brandon Jacobs, has returned to the New York Giants after playing for them from 2005 to 2011. Jacobs has been signed by the Giants following a tryout at the team's practice facility. Jacobs joins the team after starter David Wilson lost a pair of fumbles and the Giants rushed for just 50 yards in Sunday's opening loss to Dallas. Jacobs is the franchise leader with 56 rushing touchdowns. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Having to deal with a vehicle that has been in a collision is pretty tough. The last thing you need is an auto body shop that tries to take you for a ride with ridiculous high rates and workmanship.
When you need to have your car taken care of, bring it into Atlantic Collision Center. Dougtown has 25 years of experience with 14 years right here in Atlantic.
Doug is with your vehicle from start to finish and makes your satisfaction the number one priority of Atlantic Collision Center. That means your repairs will be explained to you in plain English. It means Atlantic Collision Center will work with your insurance company for you. It also means Atlantic Collision Center will back each repair with their PPG certification and will even pick your vehicle up if you can't drive it. Atlantic Collision Center pledges to treat you fairly and with respect. It's just that simple. And so is calling them for an appointment. 712-243-7757 or drop by 108 Cedar Street in Atlantic. Atlantic Collision Center. You could take your vehicle somewhere else, but you've already had one accident.
Well, Matt Holliday's 2-run homer in the 6th inning stunned Willie Peralta with the St. Louis Cardinals' first hits, and rookie Shelby Miller blanked the Milwaukee Brewers into the 7th inning as the Cards win 4-2 last night. Elsewhere in the National League, it was San Diego over Philadelphia 8-2. Atlanta beat Miami 4-3. Chicago down Cincinnati 9-1. Washington over New York 6-3. L.A. beat Arizona in 11 innings 5-3. And Colorado 9-8 over San Francisco. In the American League, Jeremy Guthrie got a major assist from his defense in pitching 6 innings. Alcides Escobar hit a rare homer as the Kansas City Royals snapped a 6-game losing streak in Cleveland, beating them 6-3 Tuesday night, closing in on the Indians and 2 others in the AL's cramped wild card scramble. With the win and Tampa Bay's loss, Kansas City pulled within 3 games of a wild card spot. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, it was the Yankees over Baltimore 7-5. L.A. beat Toronto 12-6. Boston over Tampa Bay 2-0. Detroit beat Chicago 9-1. Minnesota 4-3 over Oakland. And Houston beat Seattle 13-2. One interleague game saw Pittsburgh beat Texas 5-4. In racing news, NASCAR driver Clint Bowyer has told ESPN he didn't intentionally spin his car in an effort to keep Ryan Newman from winning at Richmond Saturday night. Bowyer was making his first comment since NASCAR fined Michael Waltrip Racing $300,000 and docked MWR drivers Bowyer, Martin Truex Jr., and Brian Vickers 50 standings points apiece for trying to manipulate the outcome of a race. The point deductions push Truex out of the chase for the championship, and it allows Newman to compete for the Sprint Cup title. And Iowa Speedway CEO Doug Fritz has resigned after 2 years on the job. Track officials say Fritz left to pursue another opportunity. Fritz attended Sunday's NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race, and his resignation became official on Monday. Fritz, the former president of Richmond International Speedway, took over for Jerry Giron after the 2011 season. Iowa Speedway president Stan Clement will add the chief executive's duties to his job description. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Collision Center at 108 Cedar Street. With 25 years' experience, let Doug Towne help you today at Atlantic Collision Center. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.